Yes, sir. What it do with the business here?
Guess what? It's another week in the books.
Absolutely, man. On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast
is what this is, and we live and in full effect. We giving it to you raw like you want it every week with the hip hop discussions, debates, the outlandish statements from Animal Brown, and all of that crazy the
logical
stuff.
Statements from Animal Brown.
Yeah, but what up, man? We back, man.
Absolutely, man. Of course, this is Animal Brown, Animal underscore Brown on Instagram and Twitter.
Underscore?
Yeah, follow your boy. One underscore shouted, man.
You changed your shit to an underscore? It's been like it always.
It's always been like that. I'm glad. Thank you for listening.
No one pays attention to you, dude.
It's a damn lie.
I am Spike Lou, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you're looking for me at. I ain't that social, but hey, we can do that if you want to do it. Most love definitely. To talk about that shit on here, though, so I appreciate you guys that listen to our show. Shout out to the new listeners, man.
Big shout out, man.
Can we take a moment for them?
Sure, go right ahead.
I'm just saying, you too, nigga. Yeah, not just me. Shout out to everybody that, you know, reached out this week saying, hey, I listen to your show. Shout out at Quita Cole. Shout out a lot of other people that we had on Instagram.
Yes,
a lot of other podcasts that we reached out to, and they giving us love, too. So, man, shout out to growing in the podcast community, but On Deck TV Podcast, the hip-hop version. And guess what?
Talk to them.
We got two other podcasts, too.
Absolutely, man.
That go just as hard.
OnDeckTVNetwork.com. You can listen to Full Sport Press, FSP for short.
Yes, we got my man J Ho, we got my man Coach Locke, and we got my man Howeezy. Now, we were in the Ville this weekend.
Absolutely, man. I got to kick it with all three of them, man. I got to holler at all three of them.
You got to holler at everybody at the Vanderbilt, Hillsboro, Pearl game. It was for held sure. At Vanderbilt. Dude, I have shots to throw.
What's
like,
that?
Are we ready? Are we going to throw shots now? Do you got something else? Because I got heat.
Hold on.
Okay.
I just want to let people know, check out FSP every Monday. Get your sports fix. Had a very dope episode, top 10 sports video games of all time.
Mm.
Very blasphemous number one, though.
Ooh, which was?
It was so disrespectful. No, it's not what it was. It's what it wasn't.
What?
It wasn't NBA 2K11, which is the best basketball game of all time.
When Jordan came back?
Yes.
What you got?
That's number one, dude. Ooh. Why was that not on there?
It wasn't on that at all?
No, it wasn't number one. Should have been number one.
What did you think number one was?
NBA 2K11,
no, I mean, I'm sorry. What did they think number one was?
Mike Tyson not punch out.
I don't know if I would have went there, but I wouldn't go with you either. I'm going Tecmo Bowl.
Nah.
Tecmo Bowl was the best shit ever. Not the original one, but the other one that had all the teams. And nigga, when Tecmo Bowl just got right, nigga, that shit was fire.
Tecmo Bowl was definitely the shit.
Ew, that was fire.
NBA 2K11 is the best basketball game ever created, ever assembled.
I don't know.
With Jordan. You had to play the Jordan
shit. Flamethrowers loaded. Woo. Let's get these shots in here.
Shout out to Ladies Room, too, man.
Shout out to Ladies Room, man. They back from hiatus?
September 10th.
All right.
Second and fourth Thursday. Y'all check them out.
Let's do it. Let's go. What we shooting at first, man? Are we shooting at Lock, tight shirt? Like, I've never seen a shirt where it stopped like right below your underarm.
Tell him to get in the gym, Lock. What are you talking about?
He looked like a bodyguard out there. I was scared. I ain't gonna lie. I had to have my strap in Vanderbilt.
Tell him to get in the gym,
you know
Lock.
What I'm saying, much respect to Lock for putting that work in, man. I bet Lock bench 650. Lock bench is 650, dude.
I bench 450.
Shout out to him, though, man. You know, it's all love. Okay, who next? Shout out to my man, Heavy O.
That's my guy.
That's my guy.
That's my guy right there.
No matter where you are or where you will ever be, loudest nigga in the room, stadium, period.
Absolutely.
And he was out there in the tailway pants. He looked like he just got through training some kids for MMA practice. You getting these jokes, oh. Yeah, you getting them.
That's my guy. I was
you
happy
ain't got
to see
none?
My guy.
You cowing it out because you had jokes, dude.
Nah, these are my peoples.
They my people, too. That's what people do.
I had no jokes today.
That's why you cry at movies, dude.
I do. I cried in an
You cry at movies and can't joke with niggas. All these niggas know it's much love because I know they're going to have shots from me. I always said my hair looked like, I can't even remember what he said my hair looked like. But he had a good one in there. That's why I had to throw these shots on air.
Fuck. If I don't cry, it ain't fire in regards to the movies.
Yeah, that's why you ain't got no jokes. Shout out to my nigga Heavy Odo because he said you look like a Uber driver. That was killer. That was top three of the weekend, actually.
No, sir.
It was, clearly.
Like a meal ticket.
Alright, do we want to wrap this up, or can I go one more thing about the weekend, about this Fresh Prince bullshit? Do I have to address this?
If you make it quick.
What, you on a time limit, nigga?
I want to get to this heat.
I got heat too. Nigga quit coming up to me telling me Fresh Prince is a classic. I got 65 phone calls, talks, texts, and interactions face to face about that. It's not a classic. I'm standing by that. Martin is a classic. Cosby's classic. Fred Sanford and Son, classic. These are classic TV shows. You can't even compare Fresh Prince to any of those shows. Yes, it was good. It was cool. It's some Steve Harvey, Jamie Foxx, little cool. That's fine.
That's so disrespectful to the culture.
And we can move on.
To African Americans. We can move on as a whole.
I'm good. We can move on. African Americans.
That's disrespectful to Bel Air. California, I was in Beverly Philly.
Hills. I was in Beverly Hills. I ain't seen no black people.
So disrespectful.
Go ahead, man. Let's get to this heat.
Man, first thing first, man. I was on TMZ. I do my TMZ, look at the videos, a lot of funny shit on there. I seen Wiz Khalifa getting his ass whooped by the police. Not, it wasn't that serious. It wasn't no Rodney King shit. But he was restrained, quote unquote, in LAX for riding his hoverboard. Now, let me ask you this. Did the police overdo it, or was Wiz trying to be cute and show out in LAX?
I think if there's a rule in LAX where you can't do it, he was trying to be cute. I mean, and you deserve what you get. Wiz just said in a song not too long ago, I'm out breaking the law, man, because I got the money to pay for the fines and the tickets, dude. Nah, I ain't mad at him for it, but
it looked like there's about 8 police officers are on his neck.
I ain't gonna lie though, I wouldn't do it though. Like, for what? I don't need all that extra shit. Wiz probably had an ounce of weed somewhere on him, man.
At least.
God. Like, I ain't bringing no attention to me. Nope.
This the problem.
Would you have done it?
No, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because he was over in like the international area by customs. And they play no fucking games with you.
I ain't going.
Nigga, they dead serious. If you've ever been out the country, had to walk through customs, they is not playing what you have no games.
What did you have going on? What are these spices right here? Where did you eat?
Don't try to joke.
Listen to me.
Don't try to keep it light.
They ain't playing no games at customs. You're right about that. So, like, it's one. Wiz, thank you, funny. That's cool. And he seen what happened.
He said, and he put on IG the video of him getting manhandled.
But why? I don't even need that on video, though. Somebody else got to leak that, man. I don't want that shit.
No, he definitely posted it on his own page with the caption.
Oh, my God.
All because I didn't want to ditch the technology everybody will be using in the next 6 months.
Bro, take that shit off. Put the shit in the little bin. Roll it through the motherfucking scanner. Put your shoes back on. Then roll off in your little thing, man. Like, God.
Your little hover. Boy, man, whatever the fuck it's called.
Ain't nobody finna be using this shit in 6 months. How much them cost?
They range, depends on the brand that you get.
Would you buy one?
No.
Why?
I don't need one. Oh, that just looks silly. It look like a, what's the Paul Blart mall cop joints?
Well, yeah, the
Segways.
Segway, yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool on those, man. They look fun, but I'm straight. He did tweet out, I haven't been slammed and cuffed in a while. That was fun. So he think this is funny, which all the more thinks that he was trying to show out. He thought it'd be cute if he ride by customs on his little hovercraft.
Yeah, Wiz think it's a game.
And they body slammed his ass.
Yeah, I mean, he think it's a game.
Black Lives Matter, man.
All right, let's get to this money.
Talk to me.
You know what the hot topic of the week, back page, New York, what is it? New York Post, page 6, back page.
This shit's so stupid.
This stupid?
Yes, it
this
is.
This is stupid.
Go ahead.
All right. Mano, is he a local New York rapper, or is he a rapper?
Like, Mano,
what's his classification?
He's a rapper.
He's successful or
no?
Known.
He's a rapper.
He's a known rapper.
He's a rapper.
All right,
from New York.
He's known enough to be smashing La La allegedly. Yes, La La, Carmelo Anthony's wife.
Okay.
You're saying, okay, like, this is cool and there's no big deal that Mano is smashing Carmelo Anthony's girl.
Listen.
Please tell me. Make me understand that this is no big deal.
This is why this is no big deal. It's because of the source
which
it came from. Mano's girl goes on an IG rant claiming that he is smashing La La Anthony. She has no proof, no pictures, no video, no Wiz video, like nothing. I cannot respect the rumor if it's coming from a scorned girlfriend, dude. But I don't want to hear that shit.
So in society, what we're going to do here is play this double standard, because I guarantee if some no-name, dusty New York cheerleader came out and said, "Oh yeah, that's your husband, whoop de whoop, but I've been smashing Melo after every game. It's gonna fly. It's
gonna have pictures."
She ain't gotta have no pictures. It could be a shuck.
I wouldn't believe that either.
Yes, you would.
I ain't biting out because him, man.
It's
I'm not easily swayed. Because
it's Melo. Because what people gonna be like is, I mean, yeah, I expect that.
You're a ball player.
No, yeah, I expect that. Why wouldn't Melo be smashing a cheerleader and make $20 million a year?
Because he got Lala.
But now it's Lala, and somebody want to paint this girl as like, I'm not saying that she's not, but the girl that outed her, some scorned lady, oh, she just mad, this and that. Nah, she got reason to say this.
No.
Yeah, she do got reason to say this. Because Mano smashing Lala.
Mano went out of town and didn't answer his phone, and now she done jumped the fucking gun.
Bro, where is Mano going out of town to?
He might have a show. You called him a big rapper.
Where is he going to? He going to a show in Harlem?
Maybe.
That ain't out of town, dude.
Mano might be getting shows, dude. I have no fucking clue.
Mano, yeah, if he going out of town, he going to see Lala. She flew him out. But my thing is this, man.
And
like
Lala flying out, nigga. People, now that's a problem.
I just don't understand. Like, people giving Lala the benefit of the doubt and try to throw it all on Gail as the hater. Oh, there's no way. She's just hate. What's her motivation in hating on Lala, dude?
I just told you why.
What?
Because she scorned. She why? Mad Mano didn't answer his text in a timely fashion.
So she randomly picks Lala?
Yeah, she made up some shit.
Let's make up some shit about Lala.
Yes.
Man, she's
she
a
probably
C.
went to high school with
dude,
her.
Dude, she's
something.
A C or D list celebrity, dude. If you gonna make waves, make real waves, dude.
Who is Mano Gal, though? She's an F list celebrity. Man. She's Mano Gal. What the fuck?
All right, so
that ain't getting you no interviews.
Imagine if Mano is smashing. Damn, ain't no big name, bitch. Give me somebody. Give me a name, man. Give me somebody.
I don't know where you're going with this. I'm waiting on you.
Give me a name. Give me a popular female that's not Lala.
Who like Rihanna?
Okay,
I don't know.
Boom. There you go. So if she comes out and she say, I'm only doing this because I'm a scorned female. I'm randomly choosing Lala.
She'll
go that. Rihanna. Is no one going to believe that he's smashing Rihanna?
No.
Why would they believe he's smashing Lala?
They
then?
Don't. Only
yes,
you
they
believe
do.
It.
I'm the only person in the world believe it.
Only you believe
they
it.
They responded with a Vine video.
Who was they?
Him and Lala.
Carmelo and Lala or Mano and Lala. Who are you talking about? You got to be specific.
I thought you didn't believe it.
You got to be specific.
Nigga, why would Mano and Lala respond? You said they weren't fucking around.
Exactly.
Carmelo and Lala responded.
They probably don't know each other.
Carmelo, yeah, they know each other. Sure they
hey,
know
Mano probably don't even know Lala. All
right.
Real talk.
You think so? You seen them titties on, pal?
I did. If they were hers, they may have been computer generated.
So we can wrap this up after this. I got one question for you.
Yes.
That's the answer. You're Carmelo Anthony. You make $20 million a year.
Okay.
Your wife is an aspiring actor. You know this is her dream and this is what she wants to do.
For sure.
You know this.
She's been on TV several times.
I ain't asked you that. I'm saying you know this is what she dreams to do, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
She comes to you, she say,
yes.
This is the scene. My breast is going to be out and I'm going to be fucking this dude.
Yes.
In this show Power.
Okay.
You're absolutely fine with that.
Yes, dude.
That's crazy to me.
How? Nobody gives a shit. It's 2015.
You don't she give a shit.
Her
you're her husband.
3.8 seconds.
You don't
dog.
Give a shit?
No.
Why would she have
I'm
to?
I'm going
to
tell you why
listen,
I would give
man.
A shit.
Listen, man. Like, you're thinking as a nigga.
No.
You thinking as.
You forgot I'm married. I'm thinking as a husband, dude. No, I don't care.
Obviously, you're not because I guarantee you, if somebody offered your chick some money to show her tits on YouTube, you're not going to be like, yeah, that's cool.
That's
because
she. That's not acting.
Yeah, that's not acting. But maybe
no.
She aspires to show her tits on YouTube.
Then I wouldn't have married her.
It ain't got nothing to do with being married. It got nothing to do with money.
No, it. What?
And
who
status.
Said that?
And status.
Who said anything about it being about money?
What I'm saying is this. If that's her dream and shit like that, doing what she did on Power, that's not going to get her an Oscar or whatever it is that they win for doing TV shows. It's not going to do it, dude. It's not. Power's popular, yeah, but you like a fourth row character. So what I'm saying is this, if I'm a $20 million man and I'm in New York and I'm the man, I'm her man, and I know what she's trying to do, I'm presenting her with a better opportunity rather than being on Power showing your breasts for about $20,000 to $30,000. I can't do that. That ain't part of the empire that we building over here. I can't.
You overhyping the fact that she was topless for about 2 seconds in one episode. But she
was topless for 2 seconds in one episode.
She's been in 12.
You want that out there for your wife? And why?
Dude, everybody on Power is topless, my nigga. Have you ever seen the show?
What they got to do with my wife, though?
That would mean a lot. If it was just her, then I would be like, why ain't nobody else doing it? Then you would
have
a point.
What they got to do with your wife, though? It ain't got nothing to do with what everybody else doing. What I'm saying is this.
It's called acting, bro.
He's married. Okay, like you just told me. He's married, bro. Like, they married into a situation as to where they shouldn't, to me, disrespect each other. But clearly they do, because she fucking made them. But what I'm saying is this, man. Carmelo don't strike me as the type of dude that's cool with his chick having her titties out on Power when I know he can provide her with a better opportunity if she want to act, and she can make more off of that than showing her. Like, put on Broadway, dude. Make a couple calls and put on Broadway, dude.
She's married call to Carmelo,
Spike,
dude.
Call Spike Lee, dude. Get in a movie, dude. Like, give me more than your titties on Power, dude, if you want to act, because I ain't riding with that and that being cool. That's all I'm saying.
She's married to Carmelo, not Steven Spielberg.
Nigga, what do that mean?
This nigga ain't got Hollywood plugs like that, dude. Since when?
Bro, he's the highest paid athlete in the biggest city in the world.
Man, what does that mean?
Okay, you retarded.
The fuck?
Okay, clear.
Who we gonna call, man? Nigga ain't got Hollywood connects. Because if he would, he'd be in some shit.
He that's not his desire. It's his wife's.
How you know?
Because
you talk to him?
He plays basketball.
What did he say, dude? When you talk to Carmelo, what did he say about acting in Hollywood?
You want me to tell you what he said? You know what, man? I'm slick hot. I can't get out the second round of the playoffs. More yet the first. So, really, I don't want to act. I'm trying to get this basketball shit right. But my girl, she do want to act, man. And I make a lot of money, and I should be able to make something happen for her. But I can't, so she's showing her titties on Power, and she fucking made also. Let's go.
Anywho.
Right.
Yo girl, Sierra, has finally addressed the haters in regards to the Instagram pics of Russell Wilson holding LaBaby Future, Lil Future Jr., and people not liking that. She was asked during an interview, is there a double standard when it comes to females?
One point of time when we were together, I took care of his kids as well at a very young time in our relationship.
Because he has three other children, does he?
Yes, he does. He actually has four. One's adopted. But I really, I was involved very early in the stage of us getting to know each other. And that's been a big conversation. It's kind of like, well, what's the difference here? You know, I think that even for the men that were outspoken, it's like wouldn't you want someone to love on your child or love on the child that, you know, you're speaking about? To the guys that want to, you know, that have such an opinion, you know your facts. You know, I did reach out to my son's father, you know, for him and Russell to speak in. He didn't want to talk to me. You know, we didn't get to talk. And so that was that. So I don't know what more they would expect for me to do than just to live my life.
What more do you expect, dude, other than Sierra to live her life? Huh? Does this change your perception of the situation at all?
Of Russell Wilson with the kid?
Yes.
Nah.
Because that was Future's initial problem. Why do you have this dude around my kid and y'all be going together for 2 days?
If that's how she chooses to live her life, then, I mean, I guess that's cool. But if I'm Future, I still wouldn't be all right with it.
Why wouldn't he answer the phone call with him
what
and
I
Russell?
Need to talk to you about, like, you've already It wasn't a brand new thing when they figured out that he didn't want his son involved with the things that she showed or had all over social media. So now that you've done it, I hope he's not avoiding the calls, like, not to take care of his kids, because I ain't saying that that's cool. But if he avoiding the calls to be like, I ain't really got nothing to talk to you about because you already showed where you stand. He ain't got to keep preaching to her. Shit, that's Russell Wilson, girl. Like, he don't need those headaches. We ain't got to have no conversations. You already did what I told you not to do, so go do it. Keep doing it. I'm going to make sure my child's straight. You ain't got to call me ever again. That's what I would have told her.
So, is it not a double standard because according to her, she was taking care of his kids early on in the relationship.
She was willing to do so. And what does that have to do with the picture of Russell? Like, her taking care of his kids, that was his girl.
That's why.
They dated.
So that's the problem that she has. The issue is that he is around, he as in Russell Wilson, is around the boy, that's and they've only been dating for 4 or 5 months. That's the problem.
Who said that was? That's not the issue, though.
That's what they said in the issue, interview, dude.
The issue is the photo ops and the making it look like, oh, we this happy couple and Russell Wilson, the golden boy. She went from this to that. Like, everybody knows that's what the issue. We can sugarcoat it all. We won't say that's not what it is. But what it is Future is dirty, Sprite. Russell Wilson is straight, clean water. It looked better for Lil Future to be in that situation, and that's probably that's what he's mad about. So I feel like he like, okay, fuck it. Like, if that's what you want to do and that's how you want to put it out there, I'll make sure. I hope he's saying, I'll make sure everything on my end cool and keep doing what you're doing, but I ain't got to talk to you. You live that square life with Russell Wilson. That's fine if that's what you want. But I didn't want that for my son, and I can understand him being mad about that.
He wants his son with the dirty Sprite?
He wants his son out of the limelight and not at Seahawks practice, and I can respect the shit out of that.
I have not heard him say that, but apparently you talked to him, and he told you that.
I talked to him the other day. I talked to him the other day, yes. And I also read up on people that I'm interested in, and his main thing was he didn't want any of his kids or the people that he loved in social media like that.
Send me the link.
This is a beyond social media. This is beyond social media. This is you taking press ops at the Super Bowl winner up channel.
So send me the link when you find it.
The link to what?
What you read when you saw that.
You still gonna feel the same way? What the fuck you reading the link got to do with it, nigga? Shit.
Send me the link when you find it.
You still feel like it's cool, nigga. You gonna read the link and still have another excuse, so it don't matter. Nigga, there I ain't gonna no search. Link. I'm not gonna search for the link so you can dismiss it. Shit.
There is no link.
That's a link.
Oh, shit.
I'm not gonna find it for you though. You can Google it, nigga.
All right, look, Straight out of Compton doing extra large numbers again this week. A couple of interesting names came out who auditioned for the roles originally that didn't get it. Chance the Rapper and B.O.B. auditioned for Dre, and YG auditioned for MC Ren. Now, here's my question, because we talked about Nipsey Hussle not wanting to do the role of Snoop, which was a minor role in the story, but you have these rappers auditioning for major roles. What's the difference in these people doing it? Would we have looked at Chance the Rapper as the guy who played Dre? Would we looked at B.O.B. as the, first of all, B.O.B. would have been a terrible pick. Let's get that out there.
Who did B.O.B. want to be?
He wanted to be Dr. Dre.
Oh, man.
That would have been some slaw. That'd have been straight to Netflix, straight out of Compton.
Yeah, that's a grasp right there.
Why can these guys try out for it and be comfortable and not jeopardize their career, but Nipsey Hussle can't do the Snoop role, which was in there for 3 minutes tops?
Nipsey Hussle's a bigger artist than all of these guys.
He's not bigger than B.O.B.
But
super hot at you.
I
don't listen to B.O.B., but he's not bigger than
you. You just said we were excluding him, though. Like
B.O.B.? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough, then. Because he'd have been terrible.
That's what I was going on.
Okay, that's fair.
We excluding him. Like, I know, like,
YG he, bigger than
he wasn't going to be in that at all. But my point was, he a bigger artist than all of these guys. YG is just as big. But Nipsey Hussle has he has a bigger potential of being a star than YG does.
In the rap game?
Yeah. YG still getting shot in the studio. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen to Nip. Nip, right? He finna be co-credited for writing books. Like, a nigga sold CDs for $100. Like, and I ain't throwing no shade towards YG, but he not gonna be the artist that Nipsey Hussle gonna be. So it would probably have been a bigger deal. YG, that would have been a good look for him, actually. But Nipsey Hussle, nah, because he got a bigger empire that he built. And that ain't knocking YG or nothing like that, but the shit. Well, YG come from and his empire, it's not making it where Nipsey going.
So basically, YG is more of a rapper. Yeah. Nipsey is more of a brand.
Yeah, exactly.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, exactly.
I can respect that. I don't know how Chance the Rapper would have been as Dre, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be. I wouldn't even consider that. Him and B.O.B., I didn't even consider.
I wouldn't consider none of these three, though.
I scratched that off. YG could have played a good one, though.
Really?
Just because
MC Ren?
Just because you would have knew who he was, and it kind of would have been cool to see him in there, and I think it would have turned some more eyes to him. Like, it would have been helpful for him, because people wouldn't have remembered him as MC Ren after that, as they would have been like, because Snoop big, you know what I'm saying? So with YG, you got to deal with that whole thing. With Snoop and Nipsey, you got to deal with that whole thing. With YG, all you have to deal with is, oh yeah, he was in there and he was playing MC Ren. MC Ren not that big, so it don't tarnish YG name any, in my opinion.
For the record, YG dropped a short film last year called Blame It on the Streets. Shout out Trump Plaz. He told me it was actually a solid watch. It's on Netflix if y'all trying to fuck with that. It's called Blame It on the Streets. All right, moving on. We're going to keep it biopic. Of course, we mentioned Master P got one in the works. He released a trailer last week. Now we got some casting news. Queen Latifah and Wendell Pierce, dude from The Wire, they are cast as P's parents. And Charlamagne the God of The Breakfast Club is cast as P's uncle. Are you any more anticipating this now that you kind of hear some actors' names? Oh, this is directed by Master P, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Man, I wish I could. I just wish I could sit down and talk to P, man.
5 minutes. Nah, what'd you tell him?
It's going to take longer than that.
What's wrong with Queen Latifah and Wendell Pierce?
Why?
Queen Latifah is a good actress. I mean, she not? Who you want?
I think Wendell Pierce from New Orleans, too.
I think he is. Yeah, I think he is.
I feel like it's just rushed.
Them some big names.
No, but what I'm saying, I feel like it's rushed. When you say those names, like, Queen Latifah ain't floating her name out here on no shit like this early, man. Slow the fuck down, P. Like, get it aired. Like, P is a bigger boss in my eyes than this, man. Like, quit trying to keep up with this NWA wave and go on and set everything up and make it a good movie. Man, if Queen Latifah and Wendell Pierce in it, I'm good with that. I'm great with that. I don't know nothing about no uncle or Charlamagne and all, but
yeah, why is Charlamagne? I have no
idea. And they go to what I'm saying, like, you throwing a big name in there. Like, I guarantee if someone asked Charlamagne about this, he ain't gonna be able to comment. Like, so P, you keep it to yourself too. Like, he ought to be able to come out and kill this man, but he's leaking all this crap.
Yeah. I mean, what he doing? He's trying to build up anticipation. No, if you follow Master P on Instagram, he's releasing, like, every other day he's releasing the name of an actor or actress who's going to be in the movie, trying to build anticipation.
I guess.
That's what he's trying to do, man.
Sounds good.
So y'all go to kingofthesouthmovie.com. That's how you'll keep up with all of the casting. And I think they cast, and if you know anybody that look like anybody at No Limit, you know anybody look like Mystical, Snoop, C Murder, nigga, you might be in that bitch. I need to be in there. I could be Fiend, easy.
I don't believe that.
Nah, I couldn't. I could be Denzel Washington. I could play Denzel Washington in a movie.
In another life, buddy.
That's what I could do. All right, real quick, man, Beanie Siegel went on a mean Instagram. He had a mean post about 4 pages long. Addressing the Meek Mill Drake ARL beef, amongst other things. You're going to have to go to his page to see the full thing. But he says, and I quote, "A wise man don't learn from his own mistakes. He learns from the mistakes of others. I told y'all, I go through it so you wouldn't do it after me. Somebody might die over this stupid shit, and it won't be AR, Meek, or Drake. It's going to be one of the entourage. Somebody going to move out to prove their loyalty to something that's not loyal to them is stupidity." Should anybody be listening to Beanie Siegel right now in the Meek ARAP Drake camp?
Meek Mill should listen, and that's the best advice that he's gotten since it started, and he should send him a check. That's what ought to happen.
Did it take Beanie to say that, though? There's nobody in his circle telling him that?
Apparently not. Or no one that he respects enough to listen to, I'd say.
He respect Beanie Siegel?
Has to.
Really?
Do you not respect Benny Siegel?
I fuck with Benny, but I wouldn't know to get my knowledge and my gems from him, though.
If you in a room with Benny Siegel, are you respecting
him? I mean, I fucks with his music, but I'm saying, when has he been known to drop gems, though?
Bro, if you having a conversation with Benny Siegel,
you done seen a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
So, like, if Meek Mill don't respect him, that's the problem that he got right now.
That's
you know what I'm saying? So, like, he got to respect what they like. Not the court cases, all that other stuff, but like he has to listen to him. And they from the same place. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, that's the time.
Meek should have had advice like that from day one.
He told him, he told Meek to tighten up his circle, get them yes men from around exactly. you. That's not, that's not going to keep it 100.
I think you and I said that a couple Absolutely. Episodes ago.
It's obvious that he got niggas next to him gassing him. Well, BP don't, well, don't premium.
Know what's going on. They the only thing that they know of what's going on is they boy is hot, and we trying to we gassing him up to make him feel like, continue to feel like he hot. Like that ain't, that ain't real life at all.
And that's how you take L's, dude. All right, so last man. One real quick.
Orlando Scandrick tore his ACL. Ain't that a bitch? I'm a Cowboys fan. Forgive me. Forgive me, guys. That's crap.
Drake has been linked to a few girls over the years.
Okay.
He was caught on camera by TMZ. Don't ask me how. TMZ be Arrowhead. It was in Cincinnati, apparently. Him and Serena was K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Serena Williams?
Yes.
Wow.
They was out making out in public in some restaurant, Soto. Here's my question, though. He been linked to Serena, Rihanna, and Malaya. Out of them three, if you Drake, who you fucking with?
That's a yawner right there, Rihanna, dude.
Without question?
Without, I ain't got to ask me twice.
No Serena?
Man, this, for a night?
Nah, it's Rihanna for a night.
What?
And then like you fuck with Serena,
man,
you
seen
for real.
No carnival videos. Do you see that look in Rihanna's eyes?
That bitch could be crazy though. That's what I'm saying. That could go
I'm
either
Drake.
Way.
I'm Drake, though. It don't matter.
She could be big freaking
shit, man.
Or she could be crazy, like Thin Line Between Love and Hate,
man,
shit.
Man, ain't no. I take Serena for the night, and okay. I'd be all in Barbados with Rihanna, like all that good voodoo.
No,
I
don't know none of that.
Where she from? Barbados shit. Yeah, let's do it. I'm
scared of that.
I'm signing up for that. And Malaya for this is a distant third. Very distant third.
Somebody tell Malaya I'm on fire. She should work tonight. She bad though. She do not get it twisted.
Yeah, she bad. She just ain't on it.
She just a stripper. So
Right.
Shout out to my strippers. But I
she didn't get a night. She get a half a night.
You in last place compared to Rihanna and Serena. Please man, believe what? That. Alright, quick music break, man. Scarface got a new album on the way.
Face Mall.
He got a new song with John Legend. It's called God. This should be interesting. Let's check it out.
If I had to play God for a day, I would open up the gates, let the world see my face, remove all doubt from the ones without the faith, and put them on the path of the straight, a safe place. For the young to come outside, they want to play. I let their mamas know that they okay, and when y'all pray, I respond so that you all can see a sign and answer every prayer one at a time. If I'm God, huh? All the stabbings and the wars will come to cease. My whole entire hood will be at peace. No more beef. And you can sleep without the fears of being woke by the sounds of sirens, screams of people being smoked. No more dope, you won't need it. You've been cured of all diseases. Your whole entire life has been deleted. Please forgive me, I was dreaming and rudely interrupted by the demons, laughing at the picture I was seeing on the ceiling.
Today, will you show your face? I don't wanna wait till I die. Wait for my eyes to close. Smile on your child so he knows God has a face.
Just imagine if the devil had a day, if God had took a break and walked away, would you feel safe? If everything you love turned into hate, will the dark angels evil show you grace? Only to be eaten by a snake. One life, one mistake. Be careful of the choices that you make, cause one day you'll be standing on your feet, and then the next you're underneath the sheet greeting death. I wonder when I'm asleep, is he there? Sitting on my chest, stealing breath, shortening my days even less. Lost souls never rest. A killer walks the street seeking flesh. An adolescent hang, she's depressed. A priest who confess. A judge typing nigga in a text. Your honor, what the fuck did you expect? A father kills his son, looking like it's a mess. Just imagine what would happen if the Lord up and left.
Who listens when we pray? Who pulls the strings of the world as we struggle today?
If I rap and I need an R&B person on my hook, don't you know I'm calling John Legend first?
Hey, John Legend a monster, but look, though, let's get to this.
Shit.
I'm so excited about this Scarface album.
Why?
What? Did you just hear that?
That was banging.
Like Scarface is, I heard two other songs. Like, dude, I'm so excited about like the name of it, the what the focus he going with it, the interviews I heard about, like just where he
what,
is.
What
in
is,
his life
what is he
right
talking
now.
About? I see it's called Deeply Rooted.
Yeah, he's just talking about like being like a, I ain't gonna say a black man, a man in America, like just his come up and like what he went through and like why he rap about the things that he rap about. Like, I'm interested as hell because I read the book
for sure.
Just interested in him putting it into words, and then he's gonna be a lot more musically inclined than other rap albums that he had, you know, because he, you know, he played guitar
for
he
sure.
Taught himself how to do all that good stuff. So I'm very anxious to hear this. It's one I'm looking for right here.
Is this a direct play from Kendrick's To Pimp a Butterfly?
Why would you say it?
Just because of the type of album it is. Like, it's called Deeply Rooted.
People are waking, like, people waking up. But Scarface and Kendrick are on two totally different levels. Like, Kendrick coming from a perspective of a young, like, what Pac said in the quote on that Kendrick. You can tell when a man that got to 30, he tired of fighting. He tired of this and that. Kendrick ain't reached that age yet, so his album is full of fire. It's full of, like, let's go do this and let's go set this up, and like we got the abilities to do so.
Right.
Scarface, on the other hand, his is, I seen it, I done it, I know what comes from it.
Right.
And I can tell you, young cats, what you should be doing in order to be successful. Not successful. That's the wrong word. In order to make a change, because I feel like that's what he want to do with this album. But I ain't got it in me, dog. I ain't on that front. I can't be on that front line with you. I can write a book. I can do an interview. I can put out a hell of an album. And I can pray that you listen. But, like, I can't. I ain't about that fight no more. And you can hear it, though. And ain't nothing wrong with that because he 50.
Right. Nah, that's definitely respectable and acceptable. And that song was banging.
Tough.
I'm definitely going to check it out when it drop. More on that later. All right, man. So this episode, man, it's all in the family episode.
Yeah.
Now, Ice Cube and Ice Cube Jr. are getting a lot of clock out here.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., man. Don't do that, man. Like, he's going to be a star out here, dude.
Ice Cube Jr.
He's going to be a star out here.
He making a lot of waves for his portrayal of Ice Cube in the movie Straight Outta Compton.
I've been seeing him on memes and all over Instagrams on the red
now
carpet.
Now all the chicks on him. Like,
he eating right now.
For sure. He eating good. A lot of people don't know that he used to rap. Or maybe he still does rap. I don't know. Under the name OMG.
He needs to stop.
He needs to stop. He needs to get rid of that. He shouldn't have started rapping under the name OMG.
I don't like it.
No, OMG is a terrible rap name. That's first off. And of course, he's not the only.
It
that's
might
terrible.
Mean O'Shea something.
O'Shea what, man?
G.
O'Shea.
O'Shea something gangster. O'Shea gangster. O'Shea motherfucking gangster.
That is motherfucking terrible.
O'Shea motherfucking gangster. That's a killer rap name, nigga. Actually, O'Shea, what's your rap name, OMG? What that mean? O'Shea motherfucking gangster, nigga. What's up?
That's terrible, cuz.
If nah, you Ice Cube son, it's not.
No, nah, if you Ice Cube son, that's slick cool.
See?
So that got us thinking. There are a lot of kids out here who pops was rappers. And we got to thinking, is that really the move? Because Ice Cube, O'Shea Jackson Jr. didn't pop rapping. He popped doing something else.
Okay.
Getting his acting on.
It's a real important question within this.
Okay.
Do you want to start with it or do you want to end with it? Because it got a lot to do with you and our perspective.
I was going to touch on that a little bit later.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know.
Nah, let's just touch on real quick. Because, again, he rapped on an OMG. Ice Cube has another son named Doughboy who also raps.
That's funny.
If you remember, yeah, that's pretty funny. If you remember the BET Cypher with him and his two sons and Rev Run and his two sons, Diggy and JoJo, ooh, Yo Boy JoJo.
Come on, man.
With that being said, who is the most, is there a successful example of a kid who rapped whose dad was a rapper too?
Romeo.
Lil Romeo the most successful. He got to be.
He got to be.
Him or Corey Guns.
Lil Romeo.
Or Diggy. Diggy's somewhat successful.
That's just, he young though. He got the girls. He got the little young wave.
So did Romeo. He Romeo, niggas wasn't checking for Romeo.
Romeo had, like, he has like albums and he has
true.
Endorsements.
He has a catalog.
That nigga had a scholarship to USC. Like, he's successful, you know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
If we're gonna talk about success, he is the epitome up to like O'Shea Jackson, I would say. You know what I'm saying?
Now.
Now.
Not through rap, though.
Yeah, that's how he got the pop.
Nobody
bro.
Was checking for
how many Romeo
OMG.
How many Romeo CDs did you? Oh, I thought you was talking about Romeo.
No. Oh no, Romeo Eden. Romeo was Eden.
I was gonna say how many Romeo CDs did you buy?
I stole one.
How many did you buy?
None.
You lying.
I stole one.
You lying.
Don't ask me why.
You know.
But it's got to be him. And then Corey Guns, of course, dad is Peter Guns.
Man, you gonna stop putting Corey Guns?
Corey
in
Guns can rap, and he's on Young Money.
His dad not even that famous.
He's more famous than his dad.
I wouldn't know Corey Guns or his dad if I seen them right now.
His dad is on TV. He had a reality show.
What TV show?
He's on Love & Hip Hop.
You watch it?
Of course not.
Yeah, you do.
But people do, though, unfortunately.
If you seen him out, would you know who that was?
Yes.
You liar.
I'm a student of the game, dude.
The game of reality TV?
The game of rap. On. And, of course, he had
not,
a hit.
That's what I'm saying. He not like.
But he had a hit, though. Corey Guns ain't got no hit.
What?
The Deja Vu, Uptown.
Bruh.
That was a hit, bro.
Come on, bro.
It was.
Corey Guns ain't done nothing relevant in rap since you've been alive.
Corey
and
Guns.
And look, that ain't shade or nothing, because I have a conversation with him if I were to know who he was when I seen it.
Corey or Peter?
Neither one of them. Shit. I don't even know why they on here. Niggas ain't sick. Like, they reality TV people, dude. Like, niggas ain't got right.
Corey raps on Young Money next to Lil Wayne.
Give me a bar. Like,
he was on 6'7". That was a hit single.
Give me anything.
No.
Exactly.
I don't want to give you anything with that.
Give me anything that he's done.
He was on 6'7".
A quote, a line, relevance, anything.
He was
besides
on 6'7".
Being on 6'7". What did he say on there? Was he 6'7"? That, was that him? Because if he did that, he a beast. I fuck with him now.
Nah, yeah, that was a sample.
Exactly.
But okay, and that lead me to the next question.
Okay.
Why? Because it's a gang of rappers whose sons is out here rapping. Like, it's a gang of.
Whoa, you skipped over Diggy and JoJo.
I said Diggy and JoJo because they was in the cypher.
You ain't get them no shine, though. Like, you just gonna skip over them like, hey, we gonna go Corey Guns and the other. I don't
you,
even
you
know
wanna talk about JoJo?
Name.
Let's talk about JoJo, Lou, since you wanna talk about
I'd
JoJo.
I'd rather talk about JoJo and Diggy, yes.
JoJo is some slaw. Next.
Very much so, and I want to laugh at that.
That's true.
He got to get these jokes.
He's very laughable.
And nigga had everything in line for him to be a aight little rapper, and what happened? He had the Runs house and everything, dude. Now, that nigga's a laughing stock. Did he get beat up or something?
I think they got ran up on him or something.
Like a nigga told him stop using some name or something. Like, it's crazy. I had to get that in there. But Diggy gonna pop, though.
Diggy, people been saying that for a while now.
I drop a gem every week for the industry people that are listening.
A cubic zirconium.
That's what you did. We ain't gonna get into that. Diggy, get your people to line you up with Drake. It's a rap.
No. Rap. I'm gonna tell you why, though.
Diggy is Drake Jr.
He is.
And I'm telling you, if he can line it up and let that be his protege, you talking about Michael Jackson. Drake is Michael Jackson 2.0. You talking about Michael Jackson 2.1. Not 2.0, 3.0, but at least 2.1. Diggy could hold it down for a cool little minute just off the Rev Run and a cool cosign. I promise you he could. Diggy could be a star.
Rev Run at a big enough cosign?
No.
Run DMC?
That nigga take bathtubs in the middle of the night with on his black. He still uses a BlackBerry, dude.
That disqualified him right now.
Yeah, he can't co-sign. Rev, like, no disrespect to him being a legend.
With you.
I love Rev. That's my guy. Like,
you gotta put that BlackBerry.
He's one of the funniest guys ever on reality TV. It was one of the best reality TV shows ever.
His show was tough.
He takes baths and he uses his BlackBerry to write emails. That's not a, can't co-sign like it, dude.
No, but and you talk about the JoJo beef. That was from Juelz' crew when they yanked him up and had the picture.
Oh, man.
And they had him looking real scared and shit. That's where that was from. That was fucking hilarious, by the way. But
let me
anyway,
tell you what a nigga don't want.
Beef with Juelz?
Dipset.
Oh, beef with Dipset.
Yes, you not too deep. Want that. Not JoJo.
JoJo doesn't want beef with anybody.
He might could take on. Let's before we close this out,
please.
Young Bird.
Young Bird.
What is the Young Bird JoJo beef ending like? Who coming out on top of that?
Hopefully both of them killing themselves. Because don't nobody want to hear or see that.
That's a beef I would be thoroughly amused at.
That's a lose-lose.
For who? It's a loss in the beginning. Shit.
No, but like I mentioned,
it's a lose-lose for TMZ because they probably would report it.
They probably would. It's a gang of people out here, man. Kids out here whose dads rapped. And I'm going to say a couple of names, and then that's going to lead me to this question I got for you.
Okay.
So we got Young Juvie.
Juvenile, son.
Yep. Wow. We got Young B.
Who is that?
Bun B's son.
Okay.
We got Young Dirty Bastard. Okay. Guess whose son that is? We got Lil Eazy E. Quincy, of course, that's Puff. Droopy, that's E-40.
Puff's son, rap.
Yeah. You got Lil King, that's Silk the Shocker, son. Chris Rivers, that's Big Pun, son. Of course, you got T.Y., that's B.G., son. So, anyway, the list goes on and on. You got Hood Surgeon, that's Dr. Dre, son. It's ridiculous. It goes on for days. My question is, did they feel pressured to do this? Are they inspired to do this because of their parents? Or are they lazy and because this is the easy route because my dad did the shit?
I ain't going to call it lazy.
No, we're scratching lazy out.
Yeah, let's scratch the lazy out, because it's just like something that we was talking about earlier with passion. We don't know for real what their passion is, right?
Okay, because his name is Young Juvie. We're going to throw out lazy because the name is lazy.
Let me just get this out here.
Okay. All right. Young Dirty Bastard. Okay.
Okay. Ahead. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Let me just get this out here.
Okay.
I'm assuming that these guys look up to their fathers.
I would hope so.
Right. It ain't a lot of positive role models for them to look up to, probably. I'm assuming the Big Pun son can't hoop. Neither can Eazy-E son. He probably short. The only thing that they seen that their fathers were successful in was rapping.
True.
And it's an influx of rap going on right now. So, like, that's the thing that they feel like that they probably got a calling for to do. Now, I don't blame them for that.
Okay.
At all. Like, if they want to rap and they feel like, shit, my dad did and he was cold, I got this bug and I can do it, that's fine on their part.
Okay.
My problem is with Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Bun B.
Juvie.
Because I'm trying to stem. I don't want my kids in that game, dude. Because Juve is still dropping rap albums, man, and he ain't even got his finance. Like, I ain't saying he broke or nothing of that nature, throwing right. No kind of shade, but what do he own where he can give his son a record deal and his son ain't got to worry about what he worried about? He got to go through the same fucking channels that you did and you still going through now. So why would I want you to do that?
But you got
to
think that his family, you would assume, is more well off than they was when Juvenile was coming
exactly.
up.
Exactly. So I got way more opportunities for you as opposed to rapping. Let me show you how to do this. Okay, it ain't got nothing to do with rap, but look, bro, check out this engineering stuff. Hey, check out this agency. Check out this manager.
Are you
stuff.
Saying that just because it's rapping?
What you mean?
What's Steph Curry out here doing? What's Steph Curry out here doing?
Like
Steph Curry dad hoop too. Mm-hmm. LeBron, little LeBron is out here with YouTube viral videos of him hooping.
Going hard, right.
Denzel's son acting on Ballers right now.
Right.
Are you saying the same thing to them? Is it different because they cold?
Is it different because who cold?
Like Steph and Lil LeBron really hooping. Like, that.
It's a blood. See, and that's the thing and the difference between rap and athletics or acting.
Okay.
It's a bloodline thing when you come to those. Like, it ain't a mystery that Steph Curry got that jump or the skills that he do because he seen his daddy doing that and was able to participate. Ice Cube was on the road.
Right.
These fathers were successful rappers. I ain't throwing no shade, but I'm sure they weren't around. They what? See the shit now.
Dale
they
Curry see, was on the road too.
His son was there, bro. You got pictures of his son there though.
True.
You know what I'm saying? His son was courtside. You got Curry. He said on the interview, I would cry when I couldn't go to the games because every Friday night I would go to the game.
For sure.
But I couldn't go during the weekdays because I go to school. So what I'm saying is, like, O'Shea Jackson Jr. and these other guys, they only had the same opportunities of getting in there and seeing really what it takes to be a rapper. Like you said, their whole lifestyle changed. You like, damn, this is cool. I want to do this. But the work that go into doing this shit, it ain't worth it. And you will get a lot of rappers that'll tell you that got to the stage that Cube at or Snoop at or Big Pun
right.
may have made it to, or even Dre.
Right.
Like Dre said, he lost his passion for this shit for a long time. Like, the game is so convoluted as far as shit you got to deal with. Not saying that people shouldn't chase their dreams if they talented at it, but don't just do that shit because
my dad
did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have a problem with that. Now, if my son was Kendrick, nigga, rap your ass off.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, like, it's so many other ways to make money in rap. Well, I can use what my dad learned if it was Ice Cube and say, okay, I ain't gonna rap, but I know that I can use this and make it monetize it and make even more money off of, like, my dad write movies. Maybe I get in the movie business, something like that. But the rapping thing just take too long to me.
If I'm a dad
telling my kid that, I say, if you want to rap, you can. But to me, it takes too long. It may not be worth it at the end of the day.
I'm going to take a name some of these dads on here. Like you just said, Dre, mm-hmm. you just said Bun B, Puff, mm-hmm. E-40. All of these dudes are businessmen and very smart dudes.
Right.
They're smart.
Right.
Everybody I just named.
Right.
They've got businesses. They've got career paths mm-hmm. other than rap and other avenues.
Okay.
I am damn near 99.9% sure they had this conversation with their kids.
And they still want to rap?
I think so. Because that's just what it is. It's just like stuff. If Dale Curry was like, man, look, the NBA cool, but man, if you get injured, it's a rap, they could cut you, da-da-da-da-da. Steph Curry was like, fuck that. He want to shoot just like his dad did. Like, that's just kind of, his dad is more than likely his hero to him, which is what it's supposed to be. And they probably looked up to these dudes. It's strangers that look up to Bun B, dude. So okay. I know his son looked up to him. So
you tell me this, in your opinion, is it fame? Or is it because that's what my dad did and I'm so in love with what my dad did, that's what I want to do? Or is it like everybody else in 2015, most people, they chasing the fame bug? Is it the fame bug? Because like you said, Bun B a businessman.
For sure.
Puff a businessman. E-40 is a hell of a businessman.
Obviously. Dre. Come on now.
Right, exactly. We ain't got to speak on Dre. So like, if my son come to me and I got this going on and we have this conversation and I'm like, you ain't even got to work for it, but I'm going to put you around the right people to make it where you're the CEO of Beats.
Right.
In 5 to 10 years. This is what I'm offering you to tell you. I don't want you to rap because I know what come with it. I would rather you do this. And then you say, hey, yeah, I see what you're saying, Dad, but my passion is music and I want to rap. Can you respect that as a father?
Absolutely.
That's crazy to me.
You can't do nothing but respect it. Look,
I mean, I just don't see it though, because it's like I did that. I'm your dad. I did that. I showed you as much as you can get from that. So we gotta evolve as our last name, like Dame Dad says, into something bigger and greater. I can't want you wanting to be a rapper because you feel like that's what made me successful.
That
would be my thing.
Not to say that's their first choice. Now, I know if you ask Dre or if you ask any of these guys, would you want your son to be a famous rapper or a successful engineer that fucking creates the next NASA space shuttle? Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Well, actually, I don't know. You know what? You never know. Because if you rap, you wouldn't mind seeing your son being successful. I'm sure Ice Cube is on 10 right now.
Okay.
Because his son is winning as an actor.
But I get what you're saying. But what I'm asking you is this, though. If you provide your son with the opportunity to say, like, what you and I do, we plan on building a multimedia company, and when we like Bob Johnson and we on TV, and you say, look, son, you can do this or you can go be a rapper, but I'm telling you, I'm going to make you a CEO of this company. I really do not want you to rap, but I'm going to give you the freedom and the opportunity to do what you want to do. But I'm telling you right here, this is guaranteed. I'm your dad. Listen to me. How disappointed would you be if he take that other route and be like, nah, that's my passion, Dad?
I wouldn't be disappointed, dude.
That's cool.
The only reason, and this goes to the last question,
uh-huh.
which I know we was talking about, would you want your kids to rap?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or if they said, I want to rap, how would you feel about that?
Right.
And this is my one answer to anything, whether it's rapping, engineering, whatever, being a lawyer, whatever it is that they come to me and say they want to do, I'm going to say that's cool as long as you put 100% into whatever that it is that you're doing. I don't want you being the CEO of my multimedia company if that ain't your passion, you don't want to be here.
Right, right.
I don't want you to do that.
That's respectful. I respect that.
If you're putting 100% into it, if you want to rap and you're putting 100% into it and you're not a rapper today and you're not tomorrow and you are kind of today, day and next week you quit, and if you're doing that bullshit, then no.
Okay.
But if you're consistent and I see you and I'm looking in the cut and you working on your shit and you writing and you working on your beats and you putting your cover together and you got your buddies and y'all ain't out here doing dumb shit, y'all out here actually trying to make something work, you're doing the same thing that I was doing, it's just a different lane. So like I'm not mad at that. I understand it's easy to be like, god damn, another rapper, another model, another, like that shit is cliche now,
right?
Because it's that like everybody wants to do it type shit. Mm-hmm. But if that's your passion, man, I'm not mad. I can't be mad at it. Same thing for my daughter. What if your daughter wanted to rap?
I'd be mad.
Really?
Yeah.
What if she wanted to strip? Would you be madder? I'm just saying, shout out to the strippers, man, if they listening.
That'll be a rough conversation for me to have with my daughter. But just and not even based on like hey, I have no problem with strippers. I'm 2 Chainz.
As long as they not your dog.
I'm like 2 Chainz. I love the strippers. Like I go, I enjoy it. But if it's my daughter,
that's a whole other ball game.
My thing would be this: it depends on who I am and what I plan on being, like the legacy that I plan on leaving with. And I'm sure you feel.
You
the
would
same
feel disappointed
way.
If man, she chose that
man,
route.
If you go in here stripping and this legacy is in place of what I expect it to be,
yeah.
You slick retarded, and I want to get you help. Like before you even start, like I'll let you. I you know what? I'll let you strip after you. You have to go to counseling for me though.
If you get through that, and you still
want
to strip.
If you get through counseling, you still want to strip, then go ahead. Be a porn star for all I give a care.
I don't believe that. Lawrence Fishburne. You're gonna be sick like Lawrence Fishburne when his daughter was out here spreading evil.
Nah, I'm gonna let her do her thing. But like I promise you, you gotta go talk to somebody first. Infinite. Just tell me I want to be a stripper, daddy. Like I'm good. Like if I can buy you a massage, like them ones ain't shit to me. I can put them ones in your account every night, and you going in there still stripping. Like nah, hell fucking nah. You got to go talk to somebody, and then after you talk to them, you still want to be a stripper, then go ahead and do your thing.
Man, we want to know, man. When you see this on IG at On Deck TV, we want you to post underneath the page. Would you let your son or daughter be a rapper, right, if they wanted to?
Exactly.
And why?
Would you want them to be a rapper? Or, as a matter of fact, even post on it, would you want your son or daughter to have a questionable career if you were able to provide them with a better one?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you could do something for them and you know they'll be good off, but they'd rather go do something where you feel like not going to be successful, tell us what you think about that. We need more interaction from our fans. We want to talk about y'all on our shows. We want to get y'all at names. We want y'all to go subscribe. We want y'all to go rate. So, look, start leaving comments on the show page. We start following a lot more people. Y'all follow us back. We real interactive with our fans, man. We appreciate y'all. We got a big spike in the ratings this week. The last couple of weeks, right?
For sure, man. Numbers looking good.
We definitely want y'all to know that we appreciate the support. We're going to keep working hard, and we appreciate y'all checking us out.
So, this is my thing. What? And now then we're going to hit this music break.
Okay.
We did the Cashville 10 contest this weekend. We interviewed the winners. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to them. Shout out to everybody that submitted. Mm-hmm. We could only choose 10. I'm sorry. There were some guys in there that were young.
It was.
That was in there with their parents or their uncles or somebody that was older that they respected. You could look in the uncle or the dad eyes and see that they were proud that they were sitting in there talking like they had a head on their shoulders, talking about something that they were passionate about, whether it is rapping. It, like at that point when you're a parent, I don't have any kids, so I'm just really speaking on my own perspective. I don't think it matters what it is that they're actually doing as long as it's something positive and you can tell that they're genuinely into it. I really want to, I got to get some answers. Y'all got to hit us up on Twitter or on IG because I want to know for real, what would y'all think if y'all kids wanted to rap? Real spiel.
Sure.
Alright, so let's hit this music break, and I know we talked there was 100 rappers whose kids rap. We have an example of one. They just released a mixtape. BG Son TY. I'm not sure what T.Y. stands for. He has a new mixtape. It's called Son of a Gangster Part 2. He has a song called Hit That Block with Young Juvie. Let's see what they sound like, man. Maybe they got a future.
If I start the trap and just hit that block, I would bleed that shit, nigga. Nonstop. I need them blue hunnids to come back to back. You could lie about this, you could stunt about that. Ain't no dodging them things when it rat tat tat tat. If it was meant for you, then you sure gon' get whack. My mind out of this world, got my pockets so fat. I got aim with this thing, you wouldn't wanna see that. Break a bitch down, just like my trees. I'm everything she want, I'm everything she need. She put it in rotation, just how I do that weed. I'm getting to that money, and that money getting to me. This shit here you can't knock, like a pussy get popped. Got diamonds in my rings, got diamonds on my watch. I be hitting the block just to show off my drop, and I'm about to get to them if they ready or not. If I hit that block, I'm gonna bleed that shit. If I
Young BG,
and that's the reason why they shouldn't be doing that.
I ain't even play a little juvenile verse. It wasn't no need. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Like if I'm BG, man, and I'm in jail, that's why I'm telling my son, like, fuck his rap shit, bro. Like, I got enough money for you to start some type of legitimate business to help me and you out. Rap ain't the way. Like I ain't shitting on rap. Like, I love rap, I love hip hop, and I love the culture, but it ain't for everybody to rap. It's for one person who got that talent to then spread the opportunities to the other people who have other talents and build different type of business. Everybody ain't got the rap or be entertainment or be on reality TV, man. We need accountants. We need people we can trust in our goddamn community, man. Teach them how to be accountants and teach them how to be lawyers.
Who gonna teach them that, BG?
He can hire somebody to do it. That's what I'm saying. He got the money to do so. Sit down with this nigga right here for 1 year and you learn everything he learned.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
I can respect
that. I'm tired of new rappers, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I'm tired of new rappers, man.
Yeah, man.
Give me a new rapper you excited about right now. One. Just give me one.
A new rapper.
Yeah, just give me one. Not Childish Gambino, because he like just give me one new rapper
he's
you excited about.
I can't think of nothing right now.
Exactly.
Not off
that's
the top
my
of my
point.
Head.
That's my point.
Like Fetty Wap, though.
You like Fetty Wap.
You're not excited about Fetty Wap, is what you're telling me.
I have one song that I know of his, and that's only because it's a Trap Queen thing, and I'm writing a short film about it. So
that's the only reason I'm
excited about listening to that and trying to figure out a story to go with it.
That's your man's. You were inspired by him.
I was inspired. I'm inspired by hip hop culture.
All right, listen,
as
people,
you should be.
What we got? Oh, quote of the week.
Oh.
Uncle Lucas has been on his press run lately. You might have saw him on.
Yeah, what do you think? He got an album. He got an album coming out.
He got a book. Oh, man. Uncle Luke has a book.
Are you reading it?
Either out. Man, I might get to it. It ain't a must read. I've got about 5 ahead of it, but I fuck with it.
He whooped somebody down here in Freaknik. Who was it?
No, he got to fighting with Suge down here. He got to fight with Death Row. He told that story on.
He said he whooped them. It wasn't no fight. He said they whooped their crew.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah,
he been on his press
run. The Dr. Dre for the Dr. Dre this and Dre that.
Yeah, tough. So he's on this press run right now, and they asked him about ghostwriting and what's the difference between an R&B ghostwriter or R&B singer having a ghostwriter and a rapper having a ghostwriter. And his response was very interesting. Check it out.
Used to be a difference. I mean, before Kanye West. I mean, you know, rappers wasn't wifing all these hoes. You know, rappers would, you know, be secure with their woman. You know, hip-hop was different. We ain't getting caught up on the Hollywood thing. You know, where, okay, rappers are now marrying Hollywood girls, leaving one, going to the next one, leaving this one. We didn't do that. You know, we were, like, real secure. We wasn't marrying girls or wifing girls, you know, for, you know, the internet to blow up.
My question is, was he out of line for the Kanye comments?
Yes.
Why you said that? You said it quick.
What Luke got to do with Kanye wife and gay? Like, Bro, you had bitches on stage dancing butt naked, man. I understand that was the era that you was in, but I ain't got nothing to do with you, man. Quit trying to take. Now, everybody knows I'm not a Kanye. I'm not the biggest Kanye supporter. So for me to come up and say, like, you're in the wrong here, Luke really had to be wrong. Like, bro, is that the question that he even asked him? What was he talking about?
Yeah, I don't know where the Kanye West example. He must have had that on his chest.
Yeah, like, say you don't like Kanye. I respect that even more.
Where
like,
would that have like come Kanye. From?
I respect it more than, oh, Kanye marrying the hoes of hip-hop. Like, niggas been doing that shit for years, man.
In and out of hip-hop.
Yeah, man, come on, man. Niggas marry hoes, dude.
Hey, that's just how it is, dude. But look, though.
Make for better bedroom sex.
This is what killed me, though. Number one, like you said, where did Kanye come into this conversation, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, like you said, that was his era when he had the gals on stage dancing butt ass naked, da da da.
Right.
This is the internet era that Kanye West lives in. It's 2015. It's the reality TV and the internet era. And if you want to solidify yourself here and get extra revenue streams, dude, and if that means I got to show my face for 5 minutes on e-television to get these checks, it's probably going to last me 15 years, then maybe that's the route you want to go. I'm not saying that I would necessarily do that.
Right.
But if Kanye West wants to, knock yourself out, dude. Now, in terms of wife and hoes, yeah, people been doing that. Niggas been Superman out here since E-40 said it.
My thing, like what's your problem with Kanye, Luke? Like, I'll tell you my problem with him if we got a whole another hour for this show. But what's Luke's problem with him? You ain't even got to care about what Kanye West got going on.
Where did that come from,
you're
dude?
You're Luke, dude. Like, man, like, don't ruin my image of you in my head that you're still down in Miami freaking with 10 and 15 bitches every day. Don't ruin that for me, Luke. You still the godfather of freaking, dude. You make me wish I had been a part of Freak Nick.
Man, yeah.
Like, I wanted to see that, man. Like, don't ruin it for me, Luke,
bro. You sound like a hater, Luke.
Don't ruin it for me, man, because I still love you like an uncle, man. Don't do it, bro.
Hey, somebody had a real interesting comment under this post. It was on allhiphop.com.
Uh-huh.
Peep somebody comment. Somebody said, what if people got Kanye all wrong? What if he really doesn't love Kim, but he's cashing out like chicks do ballers and athletes? Before being married to Kim, Kanye doubled his worth. He has a daughter. He's got money. He's married into the Kardashian family. What if he's doing this to secure himself?
Do you think that's not true?
Absolutely. It's a business move, dude.
I always said that.
Okay.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Because I'm going to tell you, somebody replied to him and said, the problem with that is we're now comparing the actions of grown men to those of low moral women to okay what's wrong in the first place.
That's bullshit and feminist bullshit. Like, nah, man. Whoever that nigga was retarded, man, it ain't no different. Well, I ain't going to say no difference between men and women. But, like, you can't say, oh, because Kanye's a man, he wouldn't dare try and do that. When in 2015, people that want that media whoreness about them, they gonna go get it. True. Kanye has clearly displayed that's what he wants. That's all a part of his plan. Like, nah, don't quit. Oh, we got to now we're putting him in the context of moral women. Yeah, we are. We are doing that because of what he did.
True.
Get out of here, dude.
I just thought that was funny.
It was.
All right. Wrapping it up. Big Crit has a tour. It's called a critically acclaimed tour. It's coming to a city near you. He's got stupid dates starting October 22nd all the way to December 18th. It actually ends in the A at Masquerade. I'm fucking with that. I will be there because I fuck with that Catalactica. And new music out. Scarface Deeply Rooted comes out September 4th. So y'all going to have to wait on that another week or so. You're going to have to wait on that. I know you're anxious and shit. And then Stolly, MMG's forgotten member Stolly, dropped a mixtape or EP called The Laughing Introvert. I tried to listen. I laughed hysterically at it. It is some slaw. I say this every time we bring up Stolly. He looked like a real dude. Every time I watch a vlog, I respect him. He looked like he's somebody I could chop it up with. But, dude, this music shit is not it, bro. Like, it's not fucking it for Stolly, dude. It shit is some slaw.
What else should he do?
What else did who do?
What else should he do?
I don't know, dude. Like, I'm sure he's talented at something. Can he draw? Can he tell jokes? Can he do anything else? Because his music's just not it, bro.
But Nelly Meek finna be on the... He moving up since Meek gone, though.
No, he's not moving anywhere. He's moving right where his ass is on MMG at the bottom of the bench, dude.
I guess.
Tiger also has a new mixtape out. This is the episode of Yo People. Stolly, Tiger, Lil Eazy-E.
You know damn well I'm supporting on
that. But Tiger got some new shit out too, man. Y'all check that out. I'm not even going to give it the time of day to name the name of the project. What you got on deck for this weekend, man?
Oh, we back in the city, ain't we?
Yeah, we in the 615 one more time, man.
Back in the 615, man.
Back to back.
Everybody that missed us, man, we're going to holler at y'all too, man. We want to show love to the city, let y'all know that we support. And,
More interviews,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, more interviews, more good content to come. I just got a couple texts in that are going to be some surprises that people didn't expect. So let's do it.
Most definitely hit us up, askondeck@gmail.com. Any questions, comments? If you're an iTunes listener, please rate and subscribe. Those clicks and those rates, those stars mean a lot. It helps us get exposure, get us up on that iTunes page. What else? Twitter @OnDeckTVPodcast. We appreciate all the retweets. We see all that shit, all the likes. Thank you. Good looking. Anything else, man, before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. Y'all already know, man. Like he said, everything that we do, we want you to support because we're trying to give back and making sure that you know that we do this for y'all. We do this for the love. And every comment, every we like what y'all doing, we take that shit to heart. And it's real shit. Other than that, SPIKE, seek power, knowledge, information, knowledge, everywhere. Well, excuse me, seek information, power, knowledge, everywhere. You have to edit that out.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.